You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on Rock The Flow. You're listening to the State of Silver Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the Iron Emperor Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You just heard music from D'Angelo, who was a major no-show. I'm still not over it. He was a no-show at the summer, was it the Summer Spirit Festival, whatever the hell it was called. The Erykah Badu concert, that's what I'm going to call it. But he wasn't there, but that was D'Angelo with Send It On. So hopefully he's well. Somebody said he had an overdose. I hope that's not the case.
Oh,
but
wow.
Right. Right, you know, he's had drug issues and whatnot, but he wasn't at the concert. I'm not over it. Yeah, I'm going to get over it one of these days. But anyways, we got two special guests in the studio. Tonight we're talking about the girl code, and we have Denise, 28-year-old working mom of a great 9-year-old daughter. She's very cute, very, very cute.
Thank you.
She's an entrepreneur and creator of Cage Cosmetics Nail Polish. I should have worn mine. I have zero manicure right now. I'm so sorry. She's a friend, partner, and all around fun chick, and yes, she is. We've had some fun together.
Yes, we have.
Yes. We also have Miss Gigi, born and raised in PG County. That's Prince George's County, Maryland, for people who are not local. She's a college graduate and a serial dater with no kids, and she has a job. Yes, she's gainfully employed.
Yes.
She's
very
a fashionista, wine connoisseur, and dating expert. Okay, an expert.
Very.
She's the blunt girlfriend who doesn't think before she speaks. Ouch.
Very.
Ouch.
All the time.
Really?
Yes, very.
So you hurt feelings?
Not intentionally.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Just keeping it 100.
Exactly.
Some people just can't take it.
Exactly.
So we're talking about the girl code. So what is the girl code? You know, to me, that's just the code of ethics, you know, that women are supposed to, well, maybe, I don't know, supposed to, but should live by.
Right.
So what
exactly.
Is the girl? What's the girl code to you, to Miss Denise?
Yeah, I would say ethics, like what you should and shouldn't do in a friendship. Yeah.
What about you, Miss Gigi?
It's to keep your girls on point so that in the streets they will not look crazy.
Speaking of looking crazy, let's talk about that first violation.
Mm.
You know, when your girl is not looking right, you know, her weave ain't too good or her outfit is real jacked up, she is violating. I mean, I see it on Instagram all the time. You see these chicks with these jacked up outfits.
Yes.
And I'm like, how can you have any friends and you came out the house looking like that?
Terrible.
So
I don't understand.
What would you say to your friend, Miss Gigi, the blunt girlfriend? What would you say, like, you know what, her outfit is all the way jacked up?
It depends on the friend. For my friends that I go out to the clubs with, I tell her, like, look, honey boo, that's not going to work for tonight. It's not looking cute from head to toe. And you're not going to bring anybody in looking like that.
I've seen a lot, honey. I work a lot of bridal showcases in my event planning world, and I see some of the most raggedy looking chicks, mustache, beard, the whole shebang, outfit all the way bad, with engagement rings, big as day. They look more manly than their husbands to be.
That's because they're doing some extra things.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they have to be doing some extra. You have to be able to, you know, kind of hold it down in other places if you're not looking up the par.
But I'm like, if I was a man, I can't look at you.
Right.
If you
right.
have more facial hair than me, then that's a problem.
Absolutely.
So what are you gonna tell your girl, Miss Denise? What are you gonna tell her? Like, her outfit is set up. She came like all the way out of Rainbow, Gallo.
Pretty much straight like it is. So where you going with that on? Because not with me.
Exactly.
See, I don't have the heart to say that. But I'm going to tell you what I did. It wasn't intentional. Well, maybe it was. First of all, I thought she was joking. So we had, this was years ago, like 8 years ago, we had step practice, and please forgive me if you're listening. It was not, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. But we were having practice in the middle of practice, and when our girlfriends walked in, she had this really, really, really bad wig. I mean, it was bad. The whole practice stopped, and everybody died laughing.
Oh.
Like, we all thought it was a joke. Like, we thought she was joking. Like, oh, hi, look at this. Like, it looked like one of the wigs. What's the chick's name? I can't remember her name. But on Sanford and Son, she used to always say, watch it, sucker. It looked like one of those. The old lady wigs, like Mama Payne. It was bad.
Oh, poor little baby.
And we hurt her feelings.
Some people you need to wheel back in. It's not really hurt. They may take it as they're hurting their feelings, but then later on they'll think about it. They'll be like, man, I don't know all that.
Right, yeah. She's a beautiful girl, but we hurt her feelings that day. But she kept wearing the wig after, you know.
Because she probably did look in the mirror and was like, dang, I look real cute today in this. This wig works for me. But, I mean,
you got to appreciate your friends for being honest with
right.
you.
Right.
Yeah.
But we, I know the whole laughter thing, like, I'm telling you, everything stopped.
My feelings would have been hurt. I probably would have took off my wig and laughed.
I was in tears. That's how It was so bad. But it's like, when you had that sensitive friend, I'm not saying she's sensitive, but in general, like, you know, people will stop talking to you after you try to tell them the truth. So what do you do in that situation when the chick is like, okay, I'm just doing me, or you a hater, you wish you could wear something like this, or you wish you could pull it off. I'm like, but you ain't pulling it off.
I'm the kind of person, I have a conversation with you, like, I don't know what, why you mad, and, you know, we gonna have to just move on and move forward. But if you feel some kind of way, then, I mean, that's on you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What can I do about it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess it ain't much you can do, because I'm still trying to figure out, like, how do you tell a person that? I just don't say nothing at all right now, unless somebody asks me. I'm only say something if somebody asks me.
You can kind of do it in a nice way. Like, I would be like, you know, maybe you should, like, comb your hair to the left instead of to the right.
Maybe you should comb it, period.
Right.
Girl, you know what? I got a brush in my purse and a flat iron.
Exactly.
Let me fix this for you.
Right.
Now, I know I'd be needing some help, because hair is not my thing. I can't do it.
But if it's in an outfit, you can kind of be like, why don't you wear a shirt in my closet? Like, this way my shirt is.
Ooh, cool. Like, you gonna just have a cup of bleach in your hand and just trip up on accident?
Oh.
And spill it on her. Is that what you gonna do?
I ain't trying to fight. I'm not a fighter.
Like, oh my God, girl, I did not mean to spill bleach on your outfit from Rainbow. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. But actually, we gotta go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992 is the number to studio. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me and hit me up on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network. No question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IIFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
Baby, let me know.
You're listening to The Status of a Radio with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make sure you tune in each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Check out the website, rocktheflow.com. You can see all the great programming we have on this lovely station. But you just heard music from Erykah Badu, one of my faves. The song was That's right, I played D'Angelo first and Erykah Badu. It's like I'm right back at the concert, minus the D'Angelo. But we got Denise in the studio. What's up, Denise?
Hey.
And we got Miss Gigi.
Hey.
We're talking about the girl code, because it's a lot of offenders, a lot of violators. And I'm going to go back to this outfit thing, because I just try to get through, like, how do you get through to a sensitive friend or a sensitive person in general? Because some people will label you as a hater.
Or you're the mean girl.
Yeah, I don't want to be the mean girl. You know I got a smart mouth for this, that, and the other, but I'm not trying to be the mean girl. Like, we had a gala to go to, and a friend of mine was trying on this dress. Hideous. I mean, it was tacky. It was so inappropriate for a gala. Like, it was see-through. Like, it had, like, all these different bands of see-through. And she had on, like, the nude shorts underneath the see-through part, like the nude bra that she... It just was bad. It was...
She trying to give.
I don't know. But it was bad. And everybody in the room was like, oh, my God, girl, that is so cute. And I was like, So I'm going to just turn this way and not even address it. And she came over to me. She was like, so what you think? I was like, you sure? Yeah, I said, I think it's tacky. Like, seriously.
Oh.
It's tacky. It's not appropriate for this event. You should not wear that dress anywhere. You just a hater. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, the dress is cheaply made. It looks like it came from somebody's chop shop. I don't know. It was just bad. It was a bad and hideous dress. But she said I was a hater because I didn't like the dress. But it was tacky. It's like, I could not let her go to that event in that damn dress at all.
And that's instantly what girls really think all the time, that you're trying to hate on them.
Right.
But at the end of the day, a lot of people don't really know what's appropriate, even for their own age.
No.
And I see that a lot. Yeah. Even with some of my closest girlfriends, it's like, they still dress like they teenagers. I'm like, girl, you're 30, 32 years old. Get out of here with that.
Right, and that's what bothers me when I go to weddings. Like, people don't know how to dress appropriately. Like,
not at all.
I see some of the worst dresses at weddings.
Oh, yes. Dresses and guys, too, with the lack of suits. Like, why do you not own a suit at all? Like,
why do you only wear black suits? Like, right. You don't know any other color?
Why don't you have appropriate dress shoes? No shoe with a rubber sole should be worn with a suit, gentlemen. Never.
Not at all.
Never. Never in life should you wear a rubber sole, you know, pair of shoes with some slacks or a suit. But we're talking about the girls right now. But yeah, it's a lot of chicks that don't know how to dress appropriately. I saw a chick at a wedding. I was like, what club are you going to?
Yeah.
Like,
all the time.
Yes. A lot of people think club gear is appropriate for weddings and funerals.
Church.
Yeah. Right. I mean, well, how do we break that? How do we teach these women how to dress appropriately? Like, we need to have, like, etiquette classes coming back. But that needs to be back in the schools.
Exactly. Yeah. Ninth grade.
Yeah. Once they've grown, it's too far gone.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's like, if your mother is 14, what's she going to teach you?
Right.
Like, she can't teach you how to dress because she don't know.
Not even. Right. She can teach you how to twerk, but not dress.
Right. That's a sad thing. I should write a blog about that. Like, it's women that can teach you how to twerk, but they can't teach their daughters how to dress.
Exactly.
Damn. That's a damn shame. So moving on from the bad outfits, yeah, we just got to figure out how to get through these sensitive women. But ladies, please get it together with these outfits. Just do a Google. Hire somebody or something. Hire Miss Gigi. She a fashionista.
I got you.
She can help you out. Like, people need to know how to dress their bodies. Like, I know certain things I can't wear because my breasts are way too big for a tube dress. Won't be doing it. I need all the support I can get. So I know certain things I can't wear. My stomach ain't going to look right in no two-piece. That's not going down either. So, ladies, got to learn how to dress your body type and take your friend's advice if your friend can dress.
Right.
Like, don't let the likes on Instagram and Facebook fool you, because I've seen some of the most busted chicks with 200 likes. Look at that weave and look at that outfit.
Less is more these days. That's what people think.
Huh. Yeah. They do. That breaks my heart, because everywhere I go, it's just... The more you have exposed, I mean, even with these celebrities, they think that, what's that chick's name? Drea.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful body, nice looking chick. She wore a pair of stockings to an event. Stockings.
I've seen it.
With the pants.
These are pants now?
But she's trying to wheel it in. She's trying to make a change. But you know, that's the end thing these days. Everybody, I mean, the more you show, the more sexy you are. And people just go and fly with it.
You can have sex appeal in a suit, ladies. Don't let the spoon taste fool you. You can have sex appeal in a button-up shirt and a skirt and keep it classy. Use some nice shoes. Don't do the kitten heel now. Don't do that.
No, don't do the kitten.
Unless you have to. You know, I got a thing against kitten heels. I mean, right now, while I can still wear heels, but maybe in like 20 years I'll be into kittens, but I'm not trying to go there with them now.
Maybe just go to the flats.
Right. The kitten's like, what is the point of a kitten heel?
I can't. It's not even sexy. It's like, I'm sorry.
If you like kitten heels, that's my bad, but I'm not with the kitten heels. Whatever. We're moving on to like relationships, because that gets touchy when it comes to your female friends. Another violation, girl code violation, when a chick gets a new dude or a new significant other and she completely cuts her friends off that she has known for years.
Mm-hmm. All the time. I've been a part of that all the time.
Really?
Sometimes you just have to tell a friend. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, we can still be cool and you still have your dudes, but that's just the way it is. But also, when you get to a certain stage, it's like, you know, and when you're in your late 20s and your early 30s, I mean, I'm not going to call you every day. So it's kind of like your friendships are also going to be a little bit different.
Right.
And so I expect you to spend more time with your dude because you're trying to make him your husband at the end of the day. So you shouldn't be hanging out with me all the time.
Right. We're not going to the club every weekend like we used to, getting sloppy drunk and having a good time.
Right.
Getting that sloppy toppy, going to the club every Friday. But some people just completely disappear, though. Have you ever experienced that?
Yep.
So what do you, like, did y'all become friends after that? Or did, like, how did the friendship take, you know, what happened? What changed?
We ended up speaking again probably 4 or 5 years later.
Damn!
Jeez, that's a
5 years? Did she marry the dude, or was she...
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Had a baby, that was it.
Damn.
Is she still a friend?
I mean, we still speak. But, you know what I'm saying, we don't go out like we used to, but we speak.
So, did she call you after the breakup?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, you were like the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's an associate now.
Right.
Damn.
About a Friday.
That didn't happen to me.
We don't party. Right. How you doing? How's the baby? Yeah. Good.
Good thing you take good care now.
Right. I'll see you now.
How your family doing? All right now, girl. Mm-hmm. Let me go back over here and finish doing my shopping, and you take good care. Church hug and peace.
And
I love
later.
Peace. That's unfortunate, but it does happen. That's happened to me before,
and sometimes
too.
It's for the best.
Yeah. Right. I mean, some people do grow apart, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know when I get in a relationship, you know, of course, my time ain't going to always be the same. And some people, you know, your girlfriends can't accept that. Like, once you get with somebody, like, oh, my gosh, girl, you used to go out every Friday. Well, I'm getting some D regularly now. I can't go out now.
Exactly.
Like, could you respect that? I'm getting my thing banged out.
Right.
But I will make time.
Right.
It's just not going to always be on your schedule.
Yeah.
But some people, they don't know how to, like, have any type of balance between their friends and their relationship.
And that's not a friend.
Right.
Right.
Like, I've been with you for 25 years. Here come this dude or this chick, and then now you want to disappear?
Right.
Like, oh, okay. It's like that.
Right. It's the difference between taking a backseat and then just acting shady. Like, if you start to treat me differently because you got a dude, then that's a different story.
Yeah.
Yes. And some people are like, oh, I got somebody now, so you need to get yourself together. Like,
right.
I've seen that, too.
Yeah.
I've seen chicks post on Facebook, like, I can't believe you would actually meet somebody in the bar. I'm like, don't act like you ain't never met somebody.
Right.
Girl,
right.
I like to drink, so why would I not want to meet somebody where I go? Don't act like I don't remember who you were 5 years ago before you got married.
Yeah.
Don't try to play me, honey.
Right.
But anyway, you got to go to commercial. So keep it right here on the flow. Make certain you give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me up on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also go to Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. So I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Talking about the girl code. Got Miss Gigi in the studio.
Hey.
And Denise, what's up, Denise?
Hey.
You just heard music from Chocolate. The song was To Whom It May Concern. I love that song. I love that album. If you never heard of Chocolate, check her out. It's Chocolate with a K, with C-H-O-K-L-A-T-E. I think she has 3 albums out now. Her music is the bomb. So check her out, Chocolate. She's from, I believe, Seattle, Washington. Very talented. Very, very talented sister. But the girl code. Violations. Lord Jesus, there's so many. Before we went to break, we were talking about the whole relationship violation when a chick gets with somebody and she falls off the face of the mother effing earth.
Yes. M-I-A.
All the way gone. And, you know, how do you deal with that? Because if y'all were really tight, it's like, that might hurt. I know that would hurt my feelings.
Right.
Because that happened to me in the past. You know, somebody I was really close with, she got with somebody and she was gone for like 2 years. And I was like, damn, you know. I'd hit her up. No response. Invited her to stuff. Wouldn't come. So she was MIA for a long time. But she resurfaced out of the blue, sent me like a long letter. It's like, this is what happened. And, you know, I guess, you know, with her relationship wasn't as pleasant. It might have been kind of like mentally abusive. So she kind of lost some of herself and she came back eventually. But I was definitely not happy that she was out of the picture.
Right. When times is bad, I don't want you to be coming to me all after the fact, though. Like, don't be trying to hit me up after you ain't talked to me in years. Like, hey,
just
girl,
you
want to
show
out?
Right.
You wasn't checking for me then, and I don't want you to be checking for me now.
I know. I mean, I don't want to. I try not to have that attitude. I try. But, you know, if this is my friend that I've known, like, since forever, then
okay.
I try to
She get a free pay.
Right, but sometimes it's like,
Right.
It is what it is, but well, like the chick that got brand new, and like we were the closest, but you know, some people get in a relationship and try to like preach everything to you, like, this is what you doing wrong, you should be doing this. All like, right. Girl, I know you ain't been faithful to that dude.
Exactly.
Please stop playing with me. Not saying I can't get good advice from people in relationships, because that would be the ideal person to get
right.
some advice from. But they don't try to preach to me every 5 minutes about this, that, and the other when you found him when you was twerking.
Okay,
but I don't
exactly.
know how to twerk, and I have no intentions of twerking, right? Come on now. I can't get with it. But significant others once again. So let's say you see your friend's significant other out. Another chick, another dude, whatever, and he's acting or she's acting appropriately. So you think, are you going to tell this friend? You going to keep it to yourself? Like, what you going to do?
I'm the ratchet friend, because I'm going to be like, girl, I seen your dude with this new chick, and it was not favorable. I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, if you want me to do like a little drive-by, knock her out of her chair, what do you want me to do? I'm that friend.
Yeah, so would you approach him first?
Hmm?
Would you approach him first? Like, hey, look.
Yes.
So how's your girlfriend Sandy doing?
Exactly.
Michael? So who is this?
Right. Yeah. I'm that friend. That's probably bad, but I'm that friend.
That's a good friend.
Right.
What would you do, Miss Judy? And not Miss Judy, excuse me, Denise.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting video footage, a picture, something. But I'm going to come up to you, too. Yeah.
What's up, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull up a chair. What y'all ordering? Let me get a piece of that chicken. I know it tastes delicious.
I'll be sitting over here with them.
Have you met his wife and kids?
Right, exactly.
How y'all know each other? Oh, okay.
I'm
really?
Get all in the business.
Damn.
I'm gonna have a conversation with him. He's not gonna like it.
I can't think if I've been in that situation with somebody where I saw their significant other out with somebody else. I don't think I have, but I know I had to let one of my friends know that the person that they were trying to pursue was not into their type. I was like, you know that so-and-so ain't straight, right?
I don't want to be the receiving end of that information. That's bad business. That means there might be something on my part that I wasn't doing right.
That was I debated on whether or not I should say something, but I was like, you know what? Like, are they talking marriage?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you know, I love you, right? So I'm going to just tell you that.
That's hard.
You might, yeah. I didn't know how the person's going to take it, but
that's different, though. I would feel some kind of way if somebody told me, like, your dude, he doesn't always like like other girls. I mean, he likes dudes too. I don't know how I would take that. Like, I would think it's something on my part.
But would you be mad at the friend for telling you that?
I mean, I would want to know, but that's, ooh, that might ruin my little self-esteem a little bit. That's harsh. I'd rather you, for you to be cheating with another girl than with another dude. That's just me personally. Like, that's
what difference does it make? Cheating is cheating.
That's totally different though.
But yeah, I had to, that was a difficult conversation to have, but I felt the need to just, you know, be a friend at that point, because I would want somebody to tell me if they saw my dude out there creeping with somebody else, or, you know.
I would want to know, but I'm gonna need for you to really, like, know that's what's going on. I don't want it to be like a, you know, assumption that he may be cheating. I need for you to be dead on with that one.
But some people don't know, because truth be told, there are a lot of, you know, girlfriends who hate the fact that you have somebody new in your life, and they will see him with another chick. He might be on his lunch break with his coworker. Like, I saw him with some broad. They was at Panera Bread having sandwiches, and he ain't even pay. They went Dutch.
Right.
But because she was cute and they were out together, like, your friend and took it to a whole nother level because she don't like him. She don't like the fact that you're together.
Sometimes it's just that bitter, lonely female.
Right.
That so happens to be your friend.
Right, I wouldn't want you to fly off the handle on it, though. I want for you to ask him, like, you know, what's really good. Hopefully he'll be honest. More than likely he won't. But I would still want you to, like, you know, do some investigation for yourself. Check his phone, bank records, whatever you need to.
I
want
to know how you get these bank records.
I don't know. I've never done. Oh yes, I have. I can't lie. I've been a little extra inquisitive because I watch what you do when you log on to your stuff. I'm paying attention with a side eye. Because I might need to log into
all
of
that
later.
Peripheral.
Right.
All of it.
Right.
Oh, so you went where? Did she say that?
Right.
On 11/27.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. If it's my dude I'm trying to build something with, I'm being extra nosy, you know.
Where did you go? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, you paid for today's spending habits. Oh, babe, I ain't got no money. The next day, he coming in with some new shoes.
Mm. Exactly. Use a lot of McDonald's juice for $8.75 on 10/12. I know you did.
I cannot be clogging somebody's finances like that. I can, but I can't. It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I definitely had an ex-boyfriend like this. He's like, oh, you know, I ain't got it, blah, blah. I said, well, I'm so sorry to inform you that you want to take these shoes back.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take that shirt back.
Because I ain't got it for you either.
Right.
Because like, you ain't got it, you ain't going to get it either.
Oh, you're going to eat up all my grocery time.
Right.
Not today, you won't. Guess you'll be having oodles and noodles in your closet. I mean, in your kitchen, because over here I have salmon and steak, and you will get none, one piece of that surf and turf.
Right.
Because I know you got some money, but that's neither here nor there. So, significant other. So, what if you think your girl's dude or chick is lame? are you? What are you going to say, Denise?
Oh. That's a tough one. I mean, it depends on if you're just meeting them, if you've known them for a while, and you just know they just lame as hell, and there's just nothing you can do.
Well, I mean, I've been very vocal with my friend, your significant other, about how happy I am that you came into the picture, because the chick before was dry. To the bone.
True.
And I tried to bite my tongue, but I was like, the broad is crazy. She's boring. She's a snooze fest.
Oh,
she has.
She was just a mute.
The personality of a pet rock.
Oh no.
That, I hope you're listening.
I don't even know the girl's name. But she was the worst. So when Denise came in the picture, I was like, thank you, God. She's so wonderful. She actually can talk.
Right.
Yes. Open to mouth.
Yes.
That's fun. Like, she can let her hair down, but that other person was dry. And I wasn't trying to hate. She was just dry.
Yeah.
This is not for you. This ain't the one.
Yeah, especially if every time we get around, you just sitting there, you see yourself. Just why you not trying to get to know anyone, then what's wrong with your girl?
She was all the way dry. But we gotta go to commercial. So Give us a call at 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisDateIsOver. Keep it right here on The Flow.
Reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on The Flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IIFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision. Time when he came up with
like it was a Rembrandt or a Matisse. Cause there's nothing like the new freedom of two beings being in love. You see them holding hands broad daylight 2 p.m. A perfect portrait that's worthy of a museum. I can't call it conclusion, I can't draw it. Can't understand why so many still heartless, trying to find imperfections in the Mona Lisa. Even if you find one, baby, it's still flawless. Check me out.
Could've
yeah.
That's a big thing. I couldn't charge you, that's a big thing. I couldn't charge you, that's a big thing.
Different kind of dude, you know. He made me like jealous over things. I ain't really a jealous guy, but you know.
Jealous of your jeans, girl, cause it can rub your long legs. Of your hat, girl, cause it can kiss your forehead. Jealous of your belt, girl, cause it can hug your waistline. Hug your waistline. Hug your waistline. Up your dress, girl, cause it can rub your hips, yeah. Up your lipstick, cause it can kiss your lips, yeah. Jealous of your shoes, girl, cause they can kiss your toes, yeah. Rub your toes, yeah. Kiss your toes, yeah. Jealous of your earrings, I wanna kiss your ears, yeah.
To the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Make certain you tune in each and every Sunday night for the State is Over Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RockTheFlow.com. Also, I forgot to announce earlier that you need to save the date. November 23rd is the one-year anniversary for the website, OMG.
Hey.
The one-year anniversary for thestateisover.com, November 23rd. Save the date. We'll have a little get-together, small gathering. I ain't got no money to be going to no clubs. Save the date. Shoot. So we're going to have a little get-together. More details are coming very, very soon. So like I said, save the date. Saturday, November 23rd. It's going to be in the D.C. metropolitan area. Come out, have fun, have a drink, dance a jig, take a picture, get yourself a T-shirt, do all that. So stay tuned. So go to thestateisover.com for more details in the future. Also, check out Instagram and Twitter at dateisover and facebook.com/thisdateisover. You just heard music from Eric Roberson. The song was Picture Perfect. He wrote that song about me, even though he doesn't know it. But in my mind, when he was writing the lyrics, he was writing to me. So thank you, Eric Roberson, even though you are married. My bad to your wife, but I know you wrote that song for me. I'm just saying. We have, oh, actually, I almost said, did we meet? I did meet Eric Roberson, and he is kind of delicious.
Like, he's older.
He's tall, and he had on his perfectly tailored suit. Perfectly tailored suit. Men, take notes. Get yourself tailored, and don't you dare buy a suit or buy one of those damn ties that come with the shirt. Don't do it. They sell, like, the most... some of the most hideous ties that come in that bag with the shirt. Just get the shirt. Don't do the tie.
Right.
I'm telling you. Please, please, fellas, I am begging you to leave it alone because it's not cute. It looks cheap.
Very.
Don't do it. But I digress. It's not even time for the rant and rave, but I just felt like I had to go off on that tangent. Now I'm thinking about Eric Robinson. And tonight we're talking about the girl code. You know, the code of ethics that women might want to live by. So, whew, it's a lot of violations. What are some violations you have seen? Oh, I'm sorry. We have Miss Gigi in the studio. And also Miss Denise.
Hey.
So we're talking about the girl code. And where did we leave off? Were we talking about relationships? Because I can't even remember. Because there's so many things that we can talk about when it comes to relationships. Like, oh yeah, we talk about lame significant others.
Yeah.
Like if the chick has a lame dude, like, how do you tell her? Or, like, what would you say, honey?
That's hard, though. Because that ain't like, my dude.
He ain't no good. Like,
it's okay, if he's lame, like, maybe he doesn't have a really good job. Maybe he just, you know, he just has a whack personality. That's one thing. She's just not good at choosing dudes. But if he's, but he's lame because, you know, maybe he's not really, he's cheating or he's not doing all the things he should do in their relationship, then I would say something. But if he's lame because she just chose a bad one, that's on her.
Oh, damn, it goes both ways. But I'm gonna table that discussion about relationships because I want to go into communication, because I've noticed when it comes to women especially, when it comes to our friends, we don't communicate very well. Like, if I have a problem with you, Denise, I should come to you,
Absolutely.
Denise. But I'm going to go to Tiffany and tell her how I feel about you and tell Tiffany, like, well, I think she's this or this, that, and the other. And I'm going to have an attitude with you, but I'm not going to come and tell you. But it's so many women that do that.
That's
like,
true.
That blows my mind. Like, oh, well, can you tell, you know, Denise that she needs to talk to Miss Marie because Miss Marie got a problem with her. Like, why?
Like, well, why didn't Miss Marie come to me?
Right.
And tell her
it's
she had
like,
a problem.
But it's like it happens all the time. It gets
does.
A big circle. It gets blown up because you got all these outside people in it, and they have their opinions about it. When you could have just gone to the source yourself.
Yeah.
But so many people are not doing that. So I don't get that.
Just creating confusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's doing.
It's only been so many times I want to deal with that with a person.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, what has your experience been, Miss Gigi?
It's as easy as just to go talk to the friend. Because a lot of times when you go talk to another friend, they're going to give you advice. And then they're going to have you worrying about something or making something way bigger than it could have even needed to be. And so it's as easy as just to go talk to the friend directly.
But have you had somebody that didn't come to you directly and was just talking to everybody else but you?
Yes. And, I mean, I'm the kind of person with my personality, I'm be like, she said that? Oh, really? Oh, that's how she really felt? Oh, let me call her right now. You sit right there. We're going to call her right now. I'm that kind
Yeah, you
of
need
friend.
To be in the room because I want to make certain that you ain't getting nothing twisted.
Exactly. Right. Or I'd be like, come on, girl. We going to our house. We're going to handle this right now. We're going to nip this in the bud right now.
I tried that before, too. Lord, we tried that. This girl was saying that me and my friend did X, Y, and Z. Oh, they walked past me and didn't even speak, and they grabbed each other and was like, roll their eyes. None of that even happened. I said, what are you talking about? I said, call that girl right now. So I'm like, okay, so, excuse me, miss, exactly what's the problem? What? What's going on? I said, how about this? And she was like, well, y'all ain't even really, like, speak to me. I said, we said hi. Like, what? Just because
we're supposed to stop our day.
Right. We didn't dance a jig because you walked by. Like, what's the problem? We had somewhere to go. We said, hey, how you doing? We was going into the building. You was coming out. We ain't had time to talk. We said hi.
Right.
Well, it wasn't even like that. I said, yes, it was. Like, you made it this big ordeal. You done told, like, 10 people that we did this and that. I said, how about, you know, we're going to come to your house. We're going to talk about it. She wouldn't even have a conversation with us about it.
Everybody always has that one extra friend, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just over
and
the top emotional
so
about everything.
I haven't talked to her since. I'm just like, I don't pay her no mind. If I see her, I'm just like, hey, what's up?
Keep it moving.
Extra, extra dry. But it's a lot of people like that who will not address the situation directly. And that really blows my mind when it comes to women especially.
Damn.
That they will not go to the source of the problem or the perceived problem. They'll go to Tom, Dick, and Harry before they get
like they
down
said.
The end.
That's crazy.
Right, and it's okay to take a moment, you know what I'm saying? Gather yourself.
Right.
Get your words together, what you want to say. You might not want to hurt their feelings, but you want to come straight up.
Right.
But some people just can't even do that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I get you want to have that advice. Like you said, you want to go to, you know, your safety net. Say, hey, you know what? I had this problem with Keisha. You know, how do you think I should approach it? Okay, fine. But for you to be in tears on five people's arms
right.
when Keisha don't even have a problem with you.
Right.
But you up here crying on everybody else. Like, well, I don't, well, Keisha really upset me and we're beefing. I was like, no, you're beefing.
Right.
Keisha ain't beefing with
right.
you. You're beefing with Keisha and you haven't even talked to her. And y'all haven't spoken in 10 years because of foolishness. All because you think Keisha took $5 out of your purse and you came to find the $5 in your change purse and it wasn't
right.
in your wallet and you stopped speaking to her for 10 years and told everybody else but Keisha.
Please call Keisha. Not
yes.
that serious.
But if you're just now tuning in, you are listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the Items Radio Broadcasting Network. We're talking about the girl code tonight, and I have Miss Gigi and Denise in the studio.
Hey.
And it's the second hour of the show, which means it is time for Miss Marie's rant and rave. And what the hell am I going to rant and rave about?
Mm.
Lord. Now, we are talking about the girl code, so let's see. There's so many violators out there, and I don't even know where to begin. When it comes to, like, the clothing, Lord, ladies, please. I just got to hang my head in shame because I don't even know what to say. It's like, what happened to being a lady? Like, let's restore, you know, etiquette and being ladylike. You know, I understand you want to be sexy. I know I want to be sexy, too. Shoot, I think I'm sexy on most days. Maybe not today because my jeans are a little ashy, but it is what it is. But, you know, I think I know how to be sexy, but sometimes you got to tame it. Pull it back. You know, just because you half naked don't mean you sexy.
Right.
Like, that goes into the trashy line. So pick and choose these outfits, you know. Pick and choose how you gonna pose on Instagram.
Don't be
bent over on Friday and then posting me some scriptures on Sunday.
Yeah.
Please don't do it. So, you know, don't be that violator.
I can't take you seriously on that.
At all.
I can't even.
Well, please stop talking about my daughter this. I love my daughter. We need to teach them to be better women. And you got your butt out in the next picture. I just can't. Oh,
I can't
too much.
Take you seriously.
No. Yeah, please don't talk about that. And you're not even raising your kids altogether.
Oh,
like you see your child on the weekends. Like, don't do it. But that's neither here nor there. But it's just... And also, don't be so quick to cut your friends off. You know, you have to have those accountability partners.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, you know, if you really are a friend, you want to have that accountability partner. Say, hey, you know what? The outfit ain't too cute, or maybe you need to check your attitude.
Yep.
You have to be able to take it with a grain of salt because they're your friends. And they're
right.
your friend for a reason. So don't be quick to cut your friend off because they told you something that you ain't like.
Yeah.
You'd rather them tell you than somebody put you on Instagram like, look at this hoe with this outfit.
Right.
Look at this thirsty broad and you know, she got her tampon sticking out. Look at her jacked up weeds. Like you don't want that.
And you know, they snapping away. Everything goes on Instagram.
Oh my God, yes.
Any and everything. Some things need to be kept in a closet, locked down. Nobody should never see it.
Yes. Like this, I said it on the previous show where the chick had posted a picture of herself in the shower on Instagram. So like I said, ladies, let's try to be more ladylike, please. You gotta teach our daughters a little bit better. And you have to do better yourselves. Please, please, please. And going back to the friends, you know, you should be able to, you know, discern if your friend is being genuine. Like if they are your true friend, and
right.
If you know their character, you know that they're speaking out of love.
Right.
If it's a friend that's just a jackass, then of course you might not want to take their advice. But then again, maybe they should be your friend to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But you should be able to discern if they're being genuine and that they are speaking out of love. And if you are that friend that has to bring that brutal truth to that friend, you also need to speak out of love. Try to be more gentle. Don't
yeah.
be as blunt. Don't bust out laughing like I did. It was not intentional, but I really thought she was joking. But speak out of love and be genuine in your approach and try to be mindful of how their emotional state is, which is another thing to deal with. But
right.
some people got to know how to put an H on their chest and handle it because
yes.
you can't be so sensitive about everything.
Right.
I know we don't like to hear things about ourselves. But we have to take it in stride, and it's only for the betterment of ourselves. So take it with a grain of salt. Be that friend. Allow that friend to school you, and you have to school your friends too. So it is what it is. Have that. I'm not saying tip for tap. I'm trying to think of a better way to approach it. Because it ain't tip for tap. Like, don't just be mean. Don't be spiteful.
Right.
But you have to just have each other's back. That's what I'll say. Try to be less sensitive. Speak out of love. And don't be so quick to cut your friends off. Don't hold grudges. If you have an issue with that friend, ladies, talk to that friend that you have the issue with. Don't talk to Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Right.
Talk to that friend. And I think that's just my rant and rave. I digress. Lord. Anything y'all ladies want to add to that?
Oh, and don't do it after the fact. Do it right then and there.
Oh my God.
Don't
let it fester.
Right. Don't tell me 2 weeks after the fact that, girl, that outfit you wore to the club was not cute. Like, you let me go to the club?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like, don't... Like, you let me go all the way there, and I picked up some dudes. Yeah. I mean, don't tell me right then and there. And if my dude is not on point, tell me right then and there. Don't wait after the fact or after we done broke up. Like, girl, I saw your dude doing. Girl, I was with him when he did it. Why you didn't tell me then? Like,
that's a hard one, though, because when no chick wants to hear nothing bad about her significant other, and if you say something, she ready to cut you before she cut them.
Yeah. That's true too, but don't wait after the fact.
Right.
Like, let me know something sooner than later.
Yeah.
I need to know the day before yesterday.
Yeah, I remember when I broke up with my ex. They were like, he was never any good anyways. Like, I don't know what you saw in him. I'm like, well, damn.
Right.
Y'all wasn't telling me all this when I was with him.
Right. You want to tell me?
Well, I mean, I guess it's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to say to somebody. If you see that they are happy, you know, you really like him. Like, oh, well, she loves him. Well, she loves her. Might as well just shut up.
And like you said, it's the way that they could have said it.
Right.
You would have taken it differently.
I didn't think he was good enough. Like, oh, damn. So now you questioning my judgment. Right. Like, damn. I feel stupid. I never liked him. Like, okay, thanks.
Right.
I guess. Anything for you, Denise, that you want to add?
Please don't air it out on Instagram.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Airing out grievances on Instagram and Facebook.
But I see ladies do it all the time. When they have positive friends with their man, it goes straight to Instagram.
That's going
to
get you cussed out.
Yeah.
You put my design on.
I told my cousin she's going to get reported because... Let her try to ask for child support, all the stuff that she didn't put out with her baby father on Instagram.
Right.
I said, you better take it down, because you definitely gonna get no money.
Right.
Like, but people, they're airing our grievances on social media.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. I mean, I'll air out a grievance about, like, I didn't like this shoe or something.
Right.
Or I was pissed off that I got bad. Customer service. But I ain't gonna be saying, well, I think my mother done pissed me off today. She ain't even make me no greens. Like, I'm not doing all that. Like, is that necessary? Like, come on now. If you got a problem with that person, go to that person.
Yeah.
Don't do it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Because everybody's a thug on social media.
When you got a screen in front of you.
Right.
Right. Everybody's hard. That's why it cracks me up when I go to these celebrities' Instagram pages and all the, like, the followers be arguing back and forth.
Yeah, right.
Like, what? That's why you busted. That's why you just, like, really? Really?
Girl, you live in California. I live over here in Maryland. We are not going for each other.
Exactly.
Why am I checking for you?
Right.
You are not checking really for me.
But they going at it like they live next door.
Right.
I swear, social media.
Have 3 feet. Not serious.
Social media.
But gift and a curse.
Yeah, it is a gift and a curse because it's like, damn, you can't have no privacy nowadays.
Not even.
I be mid-sneeze, somebody snap a picture, and damn. I'm all over Instagram looking like I'm getting high.
Right.
I was at a wedding a few weeks ago. The damn photographer took the picture as soon as I put the cake in my mouth. I was like, I told him I was going to kill him.
Oh, no.
I was going to strangle him to death at the wedding with his camera crew. I cursed him out so bad because he was waiting. Like, I didn't even see him. He was, like, right in the corner of my eye. So I was going like this, and boom. Like, mouth wide open.
Oh, no.
So... Yeah. If you're listening, Mr. Photographer, I ain't forget. I will step on your pinky toe with the highest of heels that I own in my closet. Because I'm not over it. But we're going to get some more music. So make certain that you give us a call. I know y'all shy. Half the time people tweet me and text. You know, people are so impersonal nowadays.
Yeah.
So impersonal.
Nobody calls.
Right. But the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me and hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also go to Facebook, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Make sure you check out the website, ThisDateIsOver.com. Post your bad date stories. Get you some cool apparel. And also, stay tuned, November 23rd, save the date for our 1-year anniversary. Yay! So keep it right here on The Flow.
This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Beautiful, so
listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got my special guest in the studio, Miss Gigi.
Hey.
And Denise.
Hey.
Cowboy fan Denise.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the score is looking like right now. I don't know if the Redskins are up or down. I just hope that they come out on top because I got some friends who are in Texas right now that want the Skins to win. And they got all decked out, tailgated, drinking, and all that jazz. So I hope they come back happy.
Right.
Well, maybe they get lucky while they're down there. But anyways, here's her music from Mary J. Blige. The song was Beautiful Ones. And before that was Bilal, Crazy Bilal. Love him, but he a little off.
Very.
The song was Never Be the Same. That's off of his latest album that I cannot remember the name of to save my life because my brain ain't working. But just Google it. Look him up. Never Be the Same. That's the name of that song by Bilal. We're talking about the girl code. So many violators of the girl code. They have no code of conduct whatsoever. And going back to the outfit, the chick with the bad outfit or a bad weave, going on to Facebook, teacher, she always has the nice diplomatic advice. She said, you know, if you see a girl and her outfit is not looking good, you know, just say no. Just say so. No, not girl, your hair is furred. What is furred? I don't know what that is. And your outfit is five shades of a hot mess. She said, don't say that, but a friend deserves to hear the truth. Started out like a dude. Babe, you know how much I love you, but let's try this with your hair. And I saw an outfit in my closet that you can kill in today. What if y'all ain't the same size, though?
You might be setting her up for failure.
Right.
Her outfit even tighter.
Right. 20 sizes too small.
Right.
Oh, man. That's another thing, like, it's my mother, well, I shouldn't say that, but this lady, not my mom, but this lady that she knows, never mind, I think I'm just keep that conversation.
Oh,
so see, I'll take that off the air. Never mind, damn it, I set it up wrong. But there are people, you know, lose weight and they think that everything got to be spandex, and
the spandex thing.
Yeah.
It's so distasteful to have your butt out. So disrespectful.
Not nowadays. These dudes, they are wifing up these chicks that got the butts hanging out. Go on Instagram.
All the time.
All the chicks.
All the time. They $10 tights.
Wearing underwear.
Always.
I'm all about the $10 tights.
They cute with a shirt over them, but I don't want to see. If I'm walking in the mall, I don't want to be walking behind you and I see your butt cheeks.
Oh,
through your tights. That's not cute.
That's not happening. No, I try to keep it classy. I try.
Yeah, if you got a little junk in your trunk, you can't help it.
Right. I can help it because I don't have much, but somebody else on the other hand might be able to hold a couple in there. I can't do that.
Oh.
I'm going to have to do some more squats so I can get it like that. I don't have it going on like that. But I can, like, probably angle my body like the chicks do, sit on the sink.
Right.
And post that. Oh, my gosh. But code of conduct, you know, girl code. So what about dating a friend's ex?
Oh, no.
Is that cool? Is that a violation of
that
girl code?
That is a major violation.
Really?
Major violation.
But what if the ex is real sexy, though? No. And they weren't intimate. Just say they went out, like, on a couple
dates.
So you're
telling me if your friend's ex was Idris and he was checking for you, you would not check back? This is Idris. So you're thinking about it.
Nah.
You're thinking about it. He couldn't take you out for coffee.
Nah.
He couldn't bend you over.
Nah.
He could take me out for coffee.
Right. And bend me over.
Right.
This is Idris.
He could spill the coffee on my leg.
Right. And lift it off. Right.
Third degree burn. Right. I don't even drink coffee, but I would go out to coffee with him. Oh, I'm sorry. You stayed my friend Trina, I understand. She married now.
Right.
Yeah.
But wait, if the person has moved on and they married, they with somebody else, is it really wrong to date an ex? Because it's not like they're yours anymore. It's old news.
Maybe if y'all have that conversation.
Yeah.
If you have that conversation, y'all have an understanding. It's no hard feelings.
You don't want it to be
a
surprise.
Okay with that, right. You don't want it to be a surprise and you go behind their back, then it looks really bad.
Right.
But if y'all sit down and discuss that, then yeah, that's another case.
And it may depend on the friendship, too. It depends on how close I am to that person.
Yeah.
Now, if we just worked together, maybe we hung out, you know, had a couple of drinks after work. If her man was checking, and if he was my type, and if he had some coins in his pocket, and, you know, it's a chance that I might take him up on his offer. But if it's like my good girlfriend, like we go way back, you know, she's been at my house and everything, but I wouldn't be checking for her guy.
I mean, if it was just somebody I went out with a couple times and my friend was like, hey, well, what happened with you and Joey? Like, nothing. Like, we just went out and there was no chemistry. Like,
that
if
might,
she
want
to go out
cool.
with them. I mean, I've had that situation before. Like, oh, how would you feel if I went out with so and so? I'm like, I don't care.
Because it was nothing there.
Right.
Right.
Or it has been other times in the past where I've gone out with somebody and just nothing happened. And he happened to meet one of my friends, and it's like, oh, snap. Like, oh. That happened
right.
with this. Check out the blog, Christmas Tree. That happened. Like, I was talking to this dude very briefly. We actually never even got a chance to go out because his excuse was that he had to go get a Christmas tree. After he had asked me out, he asked me on Monday to go out on Friday. Then he said at the last minute, oh, yeah, my grandmother needs me to get her Christmas tree. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in
right.
life.
Right.
You could have came with something
but
better than that.
But you spending all night getting the Christmas
right.
tree.
Right. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I said, you take good care of my friend.
Right. Have 3 seats.
So I was calling him Christmas tree. But I hadn't seen him, like, after that. And I happened to run into him at this bar with I was with one of my girlfriends. And she's like, yeah, this is my friend so-and-so. It didn't dawn on me who he was. I was like, hey, hi, nice to meet you. He was like, hey, didn't you go to... I was like, oh, my God, Christmas tree. And I started singing Oh Christmas Tree to him. And, yeah, he was so burnt up about that. But he was dating my friend. I was like, it's no big deal to me because he didn't go out. But if it was somebody... If it was like a long-term relationship, I would feel uncomfortable with
right.
when
mm-hmm.
I was with somebody. Like, first of all, like, they slept together, and then
right.
I know what you did to her.
Right.
So I don't know if I would feel comfortable with that. And some people don't mind. Like, what's the name? Who was she married to first? Like, she was married to Wanda Jackson, and then she married Jermaine,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah.
Was she married to Randy or something first?
She had kids with both of them.
Yeah. Like, how do you do that?
That's messy, mom.
Floozy.
Ugh.
Z.
That's very messy.
But people get it like that, though. Like,
yeah.
they don't want to tell you, like, oh, we didn't want you to find her. Like, that means y'all were kicking it while
right.
we was together.
She must
like,
got
yeah.
that good stuff. She really doing something extra.
How you an auntie and a mom? Like,
keep it in the family, I guess. You know, they crazy
mom,
all together.
Wait, so they siblings and they cousins.
Mm-hmm. They brother, sister, and cousin.
Brother, sister, cousin.
Sister-wise. That's just weird. Like, how do you even let that go down? Like, you gonna date my brother, though? Like,
how do you approach that at Thanksgiving? Like, hey, this is Aunt Shell, but this is wife Shell. That's just way too
like,
much.
Why are you sitting with him? Oh, this is my... I go with him now.
Right.
Like,
this is
hey, you,
my new
this dude. Used to be your seat over here at the dinner table for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and now you're sitting next
just
to...
Just put her in the middle.
Like, yeah. That,
make it easy.
How you going to pass that around now? Like, I don't know what man would want to hit his brother's ex-wife.
I don't
so,
get this
smashing
and pass it.
Right.
I don't know. That's definitely like, a girl code violation. Smashing and passing.
That seemed like incest
cool.
to me. Like...
Right.
That seemed real off.
It is.
I think she's like my sister, but you smashed the dude that I'm smashing
right.
now.
My sibling, though,
mm-mm.
like...
That's ugh. Nasty. I don't want nobody that none of my brothers and sisters done hate. That's nasty.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Keeping it in the family. She want to make sure she had that Jackson money on
right.
one way
on
or the
all
other.
In.
She had, yes. No, thank you. You can take that, but... I can't believe that he would even how would he marry her after the brother though?
She had to change
that
her
is,
last name. She was already
all.
In there.
That's a violation times a million. Like you nasty
yeah.
lady. Whoever you are nasty. I said it. Sorry. That's just nasty. Ugh. Sister cousin. Whatever. But anyways, we gotta go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at Date Is Over and also hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. So I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
You're listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make sure you tune in each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for This State is Over Radio, where we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because this show as hell has been a little bit on the ugly side for me. But you just heard music from Jill Scott. The song was Crown Royal, and I could use some of that right now. And right before that was The Foreign Exchange with The Last Call. Love that song. And their newest album is out. Check it out. Love and Flying Colors. It came out a couple weeks ago. I love it. I love The Foreign Exchange. I cannot wait for them to come back to D.C. So get that album. Not now, but right now. It's called Love and Flying Colors. But we're talking tonight about girl code. It's a lot of violators out there. So what are some other violations that you've seen, Miss Gigi? Because we got Miss Gigi and Denise in the studio.
Ooh, one major violation is just letting your friend grieve over a breakup too long.
Really?
Yes.
How long is too long?
Too long, it depends on how long their relationship was. If it's a year, I'll give you a week.
Damn, that's it?
Yes, because I'm going to need for you to wheel it in. All the crying and every conversation, you keep dwelling on the relationship. Like, come on, girlfriend, let's move on. I'm not telling you to move on to the next guy, but I'm going to need for you to kind of, you know, will your emotions in a little bit.
Damn.
Don't keep calling me crying about
on
it.
Your shoulder.
I mean, after
Lord,
a week.
I was heartbroken after my breakup. I'm like, ooh, crying every day.
So I'm going to let you cry more than a week? That's a lot.
Well, it was 3 years, so.
Okay, I'm going to give you 2 weeks.
No, that's not happening.
You need a month?
You know when you are getting used to, like, when you with somebody for a long period of time and y'all have established patterns and you have to, like, you feel like the rug has been ripped from underneath you, that takes longer than 2 weeks to get over.
Oh, I mean, I'm just talking about your crying period. I'm going to need you to
cry. Crying will come randomly. Because, it's a death. Like, it's your relationship has died. It's
the
like some,
missing.
Right. Like, that's how.
I'm like, Angie, girl. No.
Get over it. Nah. Hey, that takes longer. Like, Lord. Don't go to Miss Gigi, y'all, because if you crying for more than a week, she is not going to help you, okay?
I'm going to tell you to wheel it in a little bit.
She's
going
to tell you to suck it up, get over it. She ain't like him anyway.
Miss Marie trying to help you. You crying for 3 and 4 months. I mean,
but hey, that's natural.
3-4 months though.
Yes, you been with somebody 3 and 4 years, 15 years. This gonna take longer than 3 or 4 months to get over.
Okay, so
I'm not gonna say you'll cry every single day for 3 or 4 months, but you never know how your emotional status is going to be. Because once you're used to somebody being there, y'all doing everything together, you have to completely change your pattern. And don't let it be kids involved, because that makes it even worse. And then you see him with some new chick or some new dude or whoever else that he's with or she's with, and it's like, damn.
Okay, I'll be a little bit more understanding. But to a certain, I just don't want to keep hearing about it.
Right.
Maybe that's the thing about it. I mean, I understand that people have emotional connections, and it may take a little longer.
That's going to be my other violation, like people that don't want to be there after the breakup. Like, that's a violation right there. Like, damn, I just broke up with the dude and you just, like, cut me off, like. Well, I guess they was tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, I mean, after we don't keep telling me about it. Like, girl, if we're close friends, I kind of already know what the situation is because we've been dealing with the situation over the 3 year period along with you in your relationship. So I don't want to keep hearing
about it. Everybody channels emotion differently. So, like I said, don't go to Miss Gigi because she's going to hurt your feelings.
I have 3 feet.
Girl, suck it up. Get over it. Stop all that damn crying. Don't nobody want to hear that.
Right.
So what about you, Denise? What are some violations that you have seen? Or what are some major girl code violations that you can think of?
Maybe this is just cutty, but I don't like when friends buy the same clothes that your friend has. I don't care if you're wearing it at a separate time. If it's coincidence, if it just so happens, we're two different places, we happen to have the same taste and buy the same thing, that's one thing. But
Where did you get that from, Denise? Oprah?
Yes. H&M. And next week you have it.
No, the next hour.
Big violation.
That'll bother me. Well, actually, at an event, me and my friend showed up in the same dress. Didn't know. It was a striped, cute little dress. But hers was a different brand. Like, it was two different brands. Mine was black and white. Hers was blue and white. But it was the same exact design. So, if we were sitting at the same table, it was like, damn, like, we planned this. It was not planned.
Right. So, I mean, but she didn't call you. Now, if it's my friend and she called me and was like, girl, where you got that? And then I see her like, dang, girl, them shoes is cute. Like, that whole outfit is really fly. That's because I had that outfit on last week. That's why it's really fly.
No, if I see somebody, a friend of mine that has big calves like me, and they have some boots that fit over their calves, I'm getting those same shoes.
Right.
I don't care if they don't like it. Because I have a hard time finding shoes to fit over these calves. So
right. I'm with you on that.
I will definitely.
But a full outfit, though?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that. I can't think.
I know
of
some girls like that. That's a double, triple violation.
An outfit violation, you know, is it's major, but I'm like, ain't that serious to me. Like, I'm flattered that you like how I dress, so go ahead and get it, unless you don't look good in it. Because I do remember a coworker was like, well, you always dress so nice. Like, I'm gonna get that same suit you got. I said, but you ain't gonna wear it like me, honey, so don't even do it.
Right.
Don't even do it. Oh, we can be twins. No, we can't. Not even.
Not even. No dresses.
No, ma'am. I have seen those wigs that you have been wearing, and you will not tarnish, because she's like, well, you wear them nice pearls too. I'm like, see, I got my pearls too. Like, whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you gonna rock the same outfit, just make certain that you can wear it well.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do it some justice, because some people,
all y'all girls can't wear no stand ass dresses. They not cute for everybody.
No, you can't wear the body cons, honey. No. I know
body suits ain't for everybody.
I know certain things I can't wear. Won't do it. Not gonna do it. Not with this stomach. It's not happening.
Well, I'm with you. It's hard out here in these streets.
Right, but tell your friends the truth. Tell them the truth in a nice way. Like, don't wear the same thing. Don't get this. Although I did see a purse that I was going to get, end up getting the other one. So my friend with the purse, I was like, damn, I would look good carrying that purse too.
A purse is one thing.
I'm going to get it.
Outfit is a whole
right.
Other.
Yeah. No. But we got to go to commercials. We'll keep it right here on The Flow.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network. No question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on The Flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IIFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
Hey, yo. Are you recording?
Good to know.
You're listening to The Fate Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMPA Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Glenn Lewis. Where the heck is he? The song was Simple Things. I used to love me some Glenn Lewis. He sounded just like Stevie Wonder to me. He's from Canada. I was like, okay, Glenn Lewis. But we got Denise in the studio. What's up, Denise?
Hey.
We also got Miss Gigi.
Hey.
And we are talking about the girl code, because there's been a lot of violators of the girl code. That's a cold. Excuse me, girl code. Yeah. So, dating a friend's ex is a no-no.
Very.
So, what about a friend's sibling? Because some people don't want you dating their brother or sister. They don't want that.
If he's real cute, I might have to date him undercover.
I'm going to date him over the covers.
Right.
Out in the open. I don't care if you don't like it. I think he's very sexy.
And if they feeling you back, I mean... What you want me to do?
Right.
Test the waters a little bit, you know. I mean, we act like sisters. Why can't we be sisters for real? We all grown.
Right. Like, but some people don't. They don't want no part of that, and they will cut you off as a friend. I forgot who I was talking to. owes this guy. He was so upset once he found out that his sister was dating like one of his best friends. Like apparently he did not know for the longest time. He was like the last to know.
Oh.
He didn't find out until they like got engaged.
Oh, wow.
Because they did not want to tell him because they knew that his reaction was going to be jacked up. So he was just, he wasn't happy about it. But it's like, well, you love him and you love her.
Yeah.
And you think he's a good dude. And why is he not good enough for your sister?
It might be a reason for that.
Right. But it also goes with your friends, too. It's like, okay, well, you might think she's a hoe. But then again, like, if you think that about it, why is she your friend? So why would you have a problem with her dating your brother or your sister if you...
I could have a hoe as a friend.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Right. I would got that one friend.
Right.
A little loosey.
Loosey-goosey.
You love them to death, but they just a little loosey.
Right. But I wouldn't hook her with my brother, though.
Like, right.
Right.
Right. So how would you stop that?
I would just... it depends on the friend. If one of my friends wanted to date my brother and I knew that she was, like, she had some whorish ways... then I'll probably tell him. You know, that's his choice. He gonna have to find out. But if it's like my sister though, that's a different story. Because if it's my sister and she's trying to date one of my male friends and
mm-hmm.
you know I know that he ain't right, he not right.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a different. I think I would. It depends on my siblings. My brother's one thing, but my sister's a whole nother story.
She said it depends on my sibling.
It does. Like, I mean, that's you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna be doing anything and everything with my sister.
Right.
My brother's a whole different story. He can kind of handle his own. Not my sister though.
Protect your sister, but go feed your brother to the wolves.
I warn him. I'd be like, look, I mean, Shirley, she real cute, but she's real hot in the pants.
He was like, sweet.
Right.
Right.
Where is Shirley? Bring her over tonight.
Right.
Can I get with Shirley? Why didn't you get with Shirley a long time ago? That's what he going to be saying.
Mm.
But it's almost that time for us to get out of here.
Ooh.
It's a holiday tomorrow for some. Not for me. I'm salty. I'm going to get over it. No, I'm not at all because I got to go to work and to school tomorrow. I'm not over it. Not over it. But thank you, ladies, so much for joining me tonight in the studio talking about the girl code. Enjoyed having you here. So any final words about the violations and girl code in general? I'll pass it to you, Denise.
Thanks for having me. And, ladies, just remember, be loyal to your friends.
Yes.
Please be loyal, like, number one. Like, that's all I can stress. Just be loyal. Be loyal.
Be loyal. All right. So what about you, Miss Gigi?
I have thoroughly enjoyed myself, and I would say, ladies, just be upfront with your friends. Let them know when they are violating every code, when they clothes code, hair code, men code. Just let your friend know upfront. Don't talk about her behind her back, but just, you know, pull it to the side and just put her on the right page.
Girl, I hated Stephanie's dress. Stephanie coming around. Hey,
Stephanie,
right. You were wearing that dress.
Don't do that.
Last night. Women will do that all day, every day. So, yes, I will definitely echo you guys' remarks because, ladies, just be that, I don't want to say voice of reason, but just be honest and be diplomatic with how you say things to your friend, you know, and be willing to accept that constructive criticism from your friend because I don't think they're trying to hurt you. Just, you know, trying to understand they're speaking out of love. And if you know that person's character enough, you would know that they would not try to do anything to hurt you. And if they would, then perhaps she was never your friend to begin with. So be open to having those discussions. Be good and effective communicators. Don't talk around behind everybody's back. If you got an issue with Stephanie, go to Stephanie. Don't go to Tom, Dick, and Harry. Talk to her directly. That's how things fester. Get an attitude. Just talk about it and nip things in the bud immediately. Try to stay away from your friend's ex. I have no desire to get with an ex of my friend's, but hey, everybody's different. Your friend might have moved on, but have that conversation with your friend before you start getting hot in the pants with their ex.
Yeah. Unless it's Idris. No.
if it's Idris, then let it slide, but I'm certain it's going to be just Joe Blow down the street, but especially if they got a child together, you might not want to tread in that pond, honey. You might want, there's so many other fish in the sea, so you might want to have somebody that, you know, brand new that nobody's tested, none of your friends at least.
Right, that you know of.
Yeah, but that's my 5 cents. So communicate, be open to accepting the criticism, and be open to giving it constructively, and that's it. That is it. Make sure you come back each every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Get yourself some teas and post your bad date stories. And keep in mind, November 23rd, that is our one-year anniversary. So save the date. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
$15 a month.
Now, Jocelyn, do you need...